Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the third quarter results from the Polsat Group. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone. I must advise you that the conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 14th of November, 2012. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Dominik Lebiski, CEO of the Polsat Group. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Welcome, everyone, to the third quarter results of Cyfrowy Polsat Group. And let me start with the most important events of last quarter. First, renegotiation of terms and conditions of data transfer services rendered to Cyfrowy Polsat by Mobiland. In the effect of that renegotiations, we reduced our net rate of 1 megabyte from 0.9 groszy to 0.645 groszy, and in the same time we secured total 31 million gigabyte warehouse, which can provide us with enough data to provide services in the medium term. Medium term, it means 2 to 3 years. This is the time frame in which I feel comfortable with, and I would like to keep it as a rolling schedule for future business plans. As an effect of the reduce of the megabyte net rate, we can create more attractive offers for our consumers and improve margins and volumes. In last quarter, we offer our customers new services, among them new modem, which increase the speed of the internet, LTE internet, from 100 to 150 megabits per second. We prepare the new promotions in which we provide bigger and cheaper data packages, and we perform a few pay-per-view events, football games and boxing galas, which contributes positively, of course, to our ARPU. We are in the process of finalizing of changes in IPLA Internet Television. We prepare to relaunch this product this year. During the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat, we promised our investors that EPS ratio will be rebuilt, and I'm proud to announce that today EPS ratio is even higher when we report the decrease. It went up from 0.95 in that time to 1.15 today. Another important event in our broadcasting business, good results of the autumn scheduling of TV Polsat, acquisition of important sport rights, the national football team games until 2014, all of them, start of the distribution of our thematic channels in Vectra cable television, the third and the last cable television which not carried our thematic channels. We also signed the agreement with BBC Worldwide concerning sales of advertising time but by our daughter company Polsat Media for these broadcasters. On page number 6 we can find out summary of our operational results. Number of pay digital television subscribers increased by 52,000 year-on-year to 3.56 million at the end of Q3. In Q3, family package ARPU increased to 47.1 groszy, and mini package, it's an access tier, ARPU amounted at 13.4. We are still very happy to have a stable churn rate at the level of 9.1%. Audience share of thematic and not all channels produced by Telewizja Polsat was 20.1%, and TV advertising market share increased to 23.1%. Going to the slide number 8, more details about our operational results. The subscriber base, I just mentioned, 3.56 million, is the effect of the gross additions, 260,000 in year to date, minus, of course, churn, which is 9.1%, but also it's important to underline that the breakdown is very stable. 77% it's the high ARPU customers of basic and premium tiers, and 23% of access tier subscribers. We see constantly growing importance of the new additional services. The most important is, of course, internet. To remind you, broadband internet based on LTE and HSPA Plus wireless technologies. The number of internet users is today almost 130,000, and it was 117 at the end of Q3. It's the growth dynamics of internet service subscribers. It reflects the pace of development of the network. Today, LTE, which is the most important technology which we have the strong belief in, is rolled out on 35% of population and corresponds to 1,300 base stations. The total number of mobile telephony users, both in MVNO and cross-sold with Polkomtel, is 144,000. Over 60% of our customers already use HD set-top boxes, which it means more than 2 million clients. Approximately 10% of our customers have multi-room services, which is additionally paid. So it also builds our ARPU. In June 2012, we introduced TV Mobilna based on DVB-T technology. And as of today, we have a significant number sold set-top boxes, which we do both in postpaid and prepaid. We observe increasing popularity of ePlus services, and it's worth to underline that it's before the changes which we are going to be implemented this quarter. But nevertheless, the number of users grew from 1.4 to 1.6 million, and the first product which we delivered to IPLA were these pay-per-view events I mentioned a few minutes ago, and approximately 10% of sales are delivered by this online video service. As you can see on page number 10, our stable churn rate is not only flat as a blended one, but also performing very stably in breakdown to the tiers, 9.7 in family package and 6.9 in mini package. It's due to the high customer satisfaction and effective subscriber retention programs. We observe organic growth of our ARPU. Family package ARPU increased to 47.1, including 0.3 from pay-per-view events. The other two factors which contributed to the growth of ARPU is a higher eagerness of our clients to subscribe to the premium content and multi-room. Mini package ARPU amounted to 13.4. On slide number 12, you can see that audience share of TV Polsat Group are stable. As we announced during the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat, our goal is to have the audience share between 20 and 21%. And our audience share were in line with our strategy of reducing costs versus audience share, which we believe are the most optimized in order to generate high margin and EBITDA margin and nominal as well. This is our business strategy, an effective management of content library in order to deliver margin, not audience share, which we cannot monetize. The market is difficult, but based on this market, we can perform very well, achieving 38.9% EBITDA margin. And to remind you, this was the season in which we have the finals of Euro 2012 and Olympic Games, which were broadcasted by national TV. Despite that fact, our main channel, Polsat, remained the leader with 14.9% market share, and our thematic channel group grew to 5.2%. We believe that television broadcast business is better to observe it on the longer term, because it's a cyclical business. And on page number 13, we do analysis in 9 months period. As you can see, our stable our shares are very stable, 20.4. Again, with our main Polsat channel as a leader with 15.8%, and the growth of our thematic channel to 4.7%. TV advertising and sponsoring market in Q3 declined by 6.2%. Revenue from advertising and sponsoring of TV Polsat Group recorded a decrease lower than the market declined, and the group share in the market increased to 23.1%. In 9 months analysis, you can see that the market declined by 5.5%, and our revenue from advertising and sponsoring decreased at a rate twice as slow as compared to the market's decrease. And thanks to that, its market share in 9 months increased to 23.1%. And now I'll give the floor to our CFO, Tomasz Szalong, for financial review.
Thank you, Dominik. Before I go into details of three-quarter results, I would like to underline that this is the first full quarter with the results of Telewizja Polsat, which we acquired on the 20th of April 2011. This quarter in financial results also includes results of the entities acquired this year, I mean InfoTVFM and entities comprising IPLA platform. The first three slides, as usually, present introduction and summary of our financial results for the third quarter of 2012. On slide number 17, first I will present the results of the group, and on the next two slides, the results of both segments. As a group, our revenues grew by 5% to 645 million, and this increase was mainly connected with the organic growth of the retail business segment. Our costs went down by 8%, and costs without amortization reached the level of 387 million, and another time we proved that we can manage our cost effectively. Our EBITDA was 258 million, which was 31% growth, and EBITDA margin reached 40%, and it means that it's higher by more than 8 percentage points in comparison to the third quarter of 2011. In terms of net profit, 172, and here we had an effect, positive effect of valuation of our bonds, which was compensated by the cost of debt service. Slide number 18, retail business segment. We have recorded the highest in the history revenues in this segment, thanks to the higher DTH ARPU, greater subscriber base, as well as higher telecommunication revenues. Our revenues grew by 9% to 451 million, and our cost without amortization grew on a much lesser extent, 2% only, to 279 million. And just to remind you that costs are under control, even except the fact that we consolidated the new entities in this quarter. Our EBITDA was 172 million, and it was the third quarter in a row of EBITDA improvement, and third quarter in a row actually of historical highest EBITDA. Our EBITDA margin was 38.2%. In terms of net profit, here we have a positive effect of this revaluation of the bonds, and usually I underline that we are talking about accounting revaluation that once influence costs, finance costs, and other time finance profits. Slide number 19, broadcasting and television production segment. The results of this segment were negatively influenced by the unfavorable situation on the Polish ad market. We have recorded lower advertising and sponsorship revenue. However, our advertising revenue decreased at a lower rate, as Dominik said, than the ad market in Poland as a whole. And the above mentioned decrease was offset by higher revenue from cable and satellite operator fees. These revenues declined by 2% to the level of 221 million, and costs without amortization went down by 21% to 135 million. And in this field, in this area, we have two factors that influence our costs going down. First one is the agreement we signed with the collective copyright management organizations, and the positive effect was close to 19 million zlotys, 18.6 exactly. And another factor is further decrease of the cost due to the lower cost of TV production and amortization of sports rights. This is our answer to the unfavorable situation on the ad market. We do not invest heavily. We kept this cost under control and decreased them in the fields we could. Slide number 20, revenue and EBITDA reconciliation. Similar to the previous quarters, I present which segments and at what extent contributed to our results. On the left-hand side graph, you have revenues, and here the growth was mainly built by all Cyfrowy Polsat retail business segment. And on the right-hand side, in terms of EBITDA, both segments participated similarly to the profitability on the EBITDA, on the EBITDA level. Slide number 21, revenue structure. Our revenue increased by 5%, as I said, mainly due to higher retail revenues, which increased by 7%. And what is important, another quarter, these revenues continue to grow. In terms of other revenue lines, our advertising and sponsorship revenue declined by 4%. However, we managed to build 2 million zlotys in nominal terms and 8% in percentage terms on the revenue from cable and satellite operator fees, and other revenues also grew by 3 million zlotys. On the right-hand side graph, you can see that 67.5% of our revenues accounted for retail sales, and only 25% advertising and sponsorship revenue, which are exposed to the economic turbulence. cost structure. First of all, foreign exchange fluctuations had a negative impact in the third quarter and amounted to 8 million. And our costs generally decreased by 4%, mainly due to the lower programming costs. And in this cost category, I mean programming costs, you have this one-off connected with collective copyright management organizations agreement. However, even if you exclude it, you can see that this cost category declined on the quarterly basis and it is connected with our renegotiation of programming licensing, of licensing agreements with broadcasters, and this positive impact we can observe another quarter in a row. The second cost category that declined considerably is cost of internal and external TV production and amortization of sport rights. As I said, this cost decline is connected with our effective cost management and answer to the unfavorable situation on ad market. Another quarter in a row, distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs were at a very stable level. In this quarter is only 1% increase. In terms of depreciation, amortization and impairment, this increase is connected with leasing of our equipment to the subscribers. In salaries and employee-related costs increased by 3 million, mainly as a result of consolidation of new entities, namely InfoTVFM and companies building or comprising IPLA platform. Maybe last but not least, other costs increased by 6%, and here we have mainly digital signal transmission costs and higher costs of settlements with mobile network operators, which was partially compensated by lower cost of debt service collection services. Slide number 23, cash flow, my favorite slide as usually. We started the year with 278 million cash flow from operating activities in the first three quarters of 2012 were 582 million, and this is the significant increase of cash flow, cash from operating activities, and this growth in nominal terms is 337 million. Repayment of loans and borrowings were close to 400 million. Just to remind you here, we service our debt on a regular basis, but we also prepaid the debt of 200 million, and we paid the debt of companies comprising IPLA platform when we acquired them in April 2012. Repayment of interest and commissions, 126, two main categories, payment of interest of SFA and payment of interest or coupon payments of the bonds. CAPEX without set-top boxes, 64 million, and CAPEX versus revenues on a very low level, which another quarter proves the low CAPEX consuming business model of Polsat Group. Acquisition of subsidiary, this 45 million mainly connected with IPLA companies, but also InfoTVFM, and we closed the year with 225 million. When you calculate it roughly, you can see that our cash level decreased by 53 million in the first three quarters. However, you should take into consideration 150 million payment for IPLA and 200 million prepayment of the debt. Taking it into consideration, you can see very stable, very sound cash flows of Polsat Group. And we are a typical cash cow, as I very often underlined before. Slide number 24, items below EBITDA. You can see the comparison between cash flows and P&L. Depreciation, amortization and impairment was 60 million, mainly as a result of increasing leasing of equipment to our subscribers. Foreign exchange differences 52.8 million, and mainly it is connected with revaluation of the bonds at the end of the third quarter. Net interest costs 51.4 million. And maybe last category, taxes. You can see that calculation of taxes in our P&L is in the third quarter 26.2 million. We paid on a cash flow basis taxes in the amount of only 12.6 million, which gave us the effective tax rate at the level of 13%. Slide number 25, financial indebtedness. Net debt to EBITDA is from Polsat's primary bank covenant. I will guide you through the steps to calculate this indicator. Our total indebtedness was at the end of the third quarter 2,367,000,000. Excluding the cash and cash equivalents, net debt was 2,142,000,000. Comparable 12 months, EBITDA was 983,000,000. When you compare this EBITDA to the EBITDA we published when we announced the transaction with Telewizja Polsat, it was 717,000,000. You can calculate that during this period we added additional 266,000,000. As a result, we received net debt to EBITDA at the level of 2.18 times, and it was a very safe level in comparison to our covenants. We had more than 40% cushion at the end of the third quarter, and what is important, thanks to this indicator decline, we managed also to decrease our margin paid to financial institutions provided, which provided us with the credit facilities, and thanks to that we will have savings next year in the amount of a couple of millions zlotys. Other covenants we have, debt service cover and interest cover, have even bigger cushion in comparison to net debt to EBITDA. As a result, we are going very well, performing very well. Thank you.
Thank you, Tomek. And I think that's all we prepared for you today. And operator, we are ready to take the questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. Wish to cancel the request, please press the hash key. Star and one now if you wish to ask a question. The first question today comes from the line of Naveed Mukhtar. Please ask your question.
Hi guys, thanks for the presentation. Just a few questions if I may. Firstly, on the Polish advertising market. I'm just wondering what you are expecting the market to be on a net basis for the FY12 period, and also what kind of activity you're seeing post September, like in October and middle of November.
Okay, we believe that the market in the whole 2012 should end at the 6-7 decline percent year to year. It's very difficult still to be very precise.
And would you expect to perform in line with that market or stay slightly better like you have done so far?
Our expectation is, like usual, in Q4 to be at least in line, but in the whole year to perform better than the market.
Okay, and second question was relating to the cost reductions that you managed to do, and they are pretty impressive cost reductions in the quarter. I'm just wondering how much of these costs savings are permanent, and at what level are they temporary and likely to be inflated in the quarters to come?
In terms of our cost categories, as usually, and you noticed it in our previous financial statements, we are trying to manage them effectively. I mentioned this one-off connected with collective copyright management organizations of 18.6 million. This is typical one-off. Other costs we should divide at least two parts. First one connected with programming cost of old Cyfrowy Polsat, I mean licensing agreement with broadcasters. Here, as we announced several quarters ago, we renegotiated all contracts with broadcasters, and now you can see this positive effect on this cost category. But please bear in mind that these costs are to some extent also denominated in foreign currencies, so there's also some FX effect. And the second area I would like to mention is connected with production cost and sport rights and amortization of film of movies we have in Telewizja Polsat. And here, as Dominik said, we manage this cost on a case-by-case basis, and this is the response, our response to the situation on the at market. We do not want to produce the shares we could not monetize. That's why we will manage them, and we will see how the situation is going on. When you analyze these licensing cost categories, there is one permanent decrease in cost. I mean, European League and Champions League, we do not have these costs, and we didn't sign the new agreement with UEFA. That's why this cost saving is permanent.
And can you, is it possible to quantify the range of that saving?
We do not disclose such information, how much we pay for the rights. It's a classified information.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes to the line of Darius Borski. Please ask your question.
Hi, good afternoon. I'd like to hear your thoughts about the potential dividend payment. I understand you this issue was brought up by you or suggested during the press conference. And more specifically, is there another reduction of your net debt to equity or other debt ratios that would allow you to lower your interest costs on the senior facility? And if so, why would you rather pay dividends rather than reduce your debt and pay lower interest?
I don't think we ever said that we rather pay dividend rather than reduce the cost. I'm sorry, I do not recall such a sentence. I said that.
I only ask if there is such possibility, if there is, which I'm not sure. So this is a question itself.
I can only repeat what I already said. The ratio net debt to EBITDA will be examined at the end of Q1, and the decision will be taken before the General Assembly, which will be reflect of our analysis whether it's better to decrease the cost of the debt service, invest, or pay a dividend. And what the breaking news was that we think that we can be authorized or allowed to pay dividend, which was not possible before because net debt to EBITDA was higher than 2, which is the bank covenant in the senior facility agreement.
And that's it. In terms of mechanism implemented in the margin of credit facilities, we have the correlation, strong correlation between net debt to EBITDA and the margin, and there's still a place to decrease this margin when this indicator is improved.
Because I understand that net debt to EBITDA of 2 is the threshold, and below that you can consider paying a dividend or not, but it's a separate issue, right?
This is the threshold. This is the Derek, this is the threshold in terms of possibility of paying dividend.
Sure.
But when we discuss about the margins, then we have also lower levels set up in the credit facilities to decrease the margin.
And my second question would be on DTT. We had the first analog signal switch off in a, admittedly small Volvo chip. But any thoughts on that? And within the context of the sale of your set-top boxes for mobile TV, which you did not disclose the number of, but I was wondering how this is progressing and what your thoughts are on potential threats or opportunities here.
For us, DTT rollout, which is scheduled to be performed till July 2030, is definitely an opportunity. We are very well prepared to respond to the demand of the market. We run TV Mobilna, which is based on DVB-T technology, with a very low cost tiers, 14.9 zloty, with the entrance fee of 1 zloty for the set-top box. And already today, after the first switch off, which was performed a week ago, we already know that our product is very well recognized by the market, and the information I gave during the presentation today early in the morning at the press conference is that combined prepaid and postpaid DVB-T number of the set-top boxes sold daily is similar, comparable, or sometimes even higher than DTH. So this will be the definitely the nice flow of the customers which will come to us from the DVB-T switch on and analog switch off.
Thank you. And final question from me on the competitive landscape in the DTH segment. Basically, what your thoughts are on the Cifra Plus and NTV merger. I mean, surprisingly, they seem to be competing quite heavily against each other, and even more so, NTV has substantially shortened the tie-up or agreement period, which is a bit surprising. Any thoughts or any comments on that?
I don't feel comfortable commenting on that. That's what you said is pretty much obvious in the market, so please ask this question the management of these companies. What I can say is that the number of the subscribers which we present to you is a function of following factors. First, acquisition, which is in a positive trend thanks to entering fourth quarter, which is a cyclically very good period, and DTT rollout, which gives us some subscribers from that green field, which was not conquered yet, and versus the very stable churn, 9.1%, but lower potential acquisition which could come from the churn from the other operators in the market because of the postponing of relaunch of the new merged platform of NN Cifra Plus. We believe that, we know that the customers of these two operators are waiting to find out what would be the offer of the new platform, and they are not that eager to sign up for 29 months contract, which is standard in our company. They want to have this liberty to first examine what will be proposed to them. Last but not least, factor which affects the number of our subscribers is the multi-room. We have a couple of hundred thousand of customers who have two set-top boxes on the two different contracts because multi-room was introduced to our offer only a year ago, and they were till now reported separately, and some of them are merging these two contracts to one using the multi-room feature, which positively influence our ARPU, but numbers can be under pressure from the merging of two contracts to one. So all these, the final result is a function of all these factors which I gave you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Your next question comes to the line of Matthew. Please ask your question.
Hi, I've got a couple of questions. The first one is just on whether you can provide any information regarding the telephony revenues and how, I guess, material they are in the context of that DTH business segment, because it seems that most of the revenue growth is coming from the mobile telephony and mobile broadband side. And then the second question I had was just on maybe leverage targets, but I can ask that after you've had a chance to answer the first one.
Okay, maybe let me first give you some precise number. I believe that 97% of our revenues come from DTH, not from the telecom services, so please verify them again. This 3.5% mostly it's broadband internet, and telephony is in our business strategy a product which is not going to bring us new customers or ARPU, but which will increase the satisfaction of our customers and reduce the churn. Because a couple of quarters ago, we stopped selling our own MVNO product and start cross-sell Polkomtel product, which is 14 million subscriber base, and with the mechanism in which our client and Polkomtel client gets the benefits only as long as they keep alive both contracts in the same time. That's why we believe that the customer will be less eager to churn. And of course, the second is the well-known knowledge all over the world that multiple play reduces the churn significantly 5 to 6 times.
Okay. The second question I had was just on leverage. And, you know, from the comments earlier, I got the impression that you are still, I guess, deciding on one, whether to pay a dividend, and if not, you know, what other uses for that cash there might be, you know, in terms of further debt reduction or investing further in the business. So I guess, you know, you haven't yet resolved that internally. Just wondering, you know, if you have in your mind potentially a leverage target that you would like to aim for. You know, just thinking you had one upgrade already this year, you know, 1 year after the deal, and looking at what Moody's S&P are looking for, it doesn't seem that much of a stretch to try and reach for another rating upgrade, though it would mean, you know, setting a leverage target materially below the 2 times, I think.
You know, I agree with you, and I can confirm also that we haven't decided internally about the usage of the cash flows. We are considering, as Dominik said, paying dividend, repaying the debt, maybe some other opportunities if they come. We, in terms of prepayment of the debt, we'll take into consideration exactly the factors you mentioned, that repaying of the debt will cost our net debt to EBITDA going down. It will enhance our attractive position in the eyes of rating agencies, and another upgrade is possible. So this is the one scenario we will consider, whether to pay dividend or repay the debt. So I completely agree with you that this is the way we are looking at this aspect.
Okay, thanks. That's very helpful. Thanks.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Dibakar Kabor. Please ask your question.
Hi. Good morning. I'm looking for information about subscriber average cost.
Excuse me, please speak up because we can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm looking for a subscriber average cost in your report, and it's not available as in the precedent quarterly results. Can you just give us more information about that?
Okay, you know, we decided not to report this indicator because now this indicator is completely out of date. What we are looking at, we have new subscribers getting on board. However, we also retain our current subscribers. And as a company, we analyze the total budget we spent on both acquiring new subscribers and retaining existing ones. In other words, subscriber acquisition cost had no value to interpret, to analyze the trends, and as a result, we decided not to disclose it. However, you have the group of the costs, I mean distribution, marketing, customer relation, and retention costs, which are good example and which gives you the visibility of the flows we spend on acquiring new subscribers, on paying some money to our sales network, on retention of the subscribers. To sum up, subscriber acquisition costs is not value at all.
Okay, great. I had one more question regarding the competition in your country. Can you just give us more color about the merger between the top competitors in your sector, please?
So you want me to give you who are our main competitors?
No. Your view about the competition in the sector after the merger.
Okay. So we believe that we will be in a much better position today in terms of competing because we have 3.5 million subscriber versus combined competition 2.5. So when the market comes to saturation or the majority of the household has already decided to sign up for the pay TV, then mathematically having being the leader which has 30% more subscribers, with the fragmented market, we would be much more challenged in order to benefit from the churn from the other customers. Today, when a new platform practically merged all the assets in the market, the flow of churn will probably in almost 100% go from them to us. There are some other interesting aspects of creating the product. Like, for example, we are very strong in sports, and our sports channels are ranked number 1 and 3 for last among 15 channels in Poland in last few years. And we believe that with our new services like IPLA and DVB-T, we can address this segment using the second TV screen at home or mobile devices. So actually I'm really eagerly waiting for the new platform to be merged and a little bit disappointed that it will be only in Q1, not sooner.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, it's star and one on your telephone. Don't appear to be any further questions at this time.
Thank you very much, and I hope to hear you again in March when we'll announce the results for 2012. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.